Good morning. Today the scripture will be from Matthew 28:16-20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age."
所以你们要去使万民作我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名，给他们施洗，凡我所领的都加给他们施洗。我就同在直到世界的末日。我向时间使用。与你们要去使万民作我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名，给他们施洗，凡我所领的都加给他们施洗。我就曾与你们同在直到世界末日。马太福音19:1-3。
Good morning. Yeah. Thank you for the great testimony.
多谢刚才好的见证。上次我喺度大家分享，系讲到如何同别人分享呢个福音嘅信息。
Last time when I was here, I talked about how we've shared the message with others.
Well, today we're going to follow up with that. Now that you've led someone to the Lord, how do you help him to follow Jesus to be a disciple?
今天我们会讲续集，就是我们带了人信之后，我们怎么样是带领他们跟随耶稣。
We read that scripture, very familiar to all of us.
我们读过的经文非常熟悉。
But then, what does it mean?
究竟什么意思?
To make disciples.
要使人作门徒,
to teach them all the things that Christ had taught us.
教导他们一切主所吩咐的,
that will lead them into obedience through baptism.
带领他们来到信服, 受洗。
Following Jesus, is it an easy thing to do? Is it a hard thing to do?
跟随耶稣究竟容易，因为困难。
I think today being our youth Sunday, for many of the youth, we deal with an identity crisis.
我们可能是年轻人，我们可能曾经年轻过，但我们都面对紧或者曾经面对一个身份危机。
Yeah, good. That's not easy to translate identity crisis, but that's something we all go through. Because a German psychologist, he actually invented and coined the term identity crisis.
是一位德国的学者，他是作这个名词的，就是身份危机。So he
was looking into human development.
他研究人的发展。
That through different stages of life, we go through identity crisis.
在人生不同的階段，我們都是經歷過身份危機。
You know, many of us came from Hong Kong.
很多人，我們當中是由香港來的。
Establishing a new life in America.
在美國, 係一過一個新嘅生活。
So we deal with language, we deal with culture.
我哋面臨唔同嘅語言同埋文化。
And it requires a lot of adjustment.
我哋需要調整。
Teenagers, and he identified this from ages 12 to 18, is the primary formative stage of identity crisis.
而青少年從12歲一直到18歲這段時間就是一個很關鍵的時期，是跟這個身份危機有所關聯。
As Twyla shared a while ago, that's where you begin to say, do I own my own fate or is it something that I'm just borrowing or inheriting from my parents?
咁天樂剛才分享就係提到，究竟我呢個信仰係我自己係個人發展出嚟，亦或係我從父母嗰度係繼承翻嚟嘅咧？
So from 12 to 18, you notice there's a physical change.
12至18歲係喺身體上係好大嘅發展。
You begin to explore new things, learning new things in school and through your friends.
喺學校同埋通過你嘅朋友，係不斷嘅摸索、不斷嘅學習、不斷嘅發展。
Begin to question, who am I?
就帶嚟一個問題：我係邊個
？How do I relate to other people?
我如何同其他嘅人嚟到建立關係
？Would people like me if I am myself, or should I adapt to them?
如果我做翻自己，佢哋會唔會喜歡我？亦或我係要學佢哋咧
？It's particularly challenging if you're a Christian in your teenage years.
特別如果你係一個基督徒青少年呢段時期，係非常之有挑戰性。
That's why I want to encourage you. If there's a Christian Bible club, a group in high school, parents, please encourage your children to participate.
所以如果你中學裏邊係有一啲聖經會嘅團契之類嘅，我呼籲大家嘅各位為人父母嘅，係鼓勵你嘅子女去參加。
Because once a week, that's somewhere there is.Outside of academics and school activities, there is that spiritual aspect that will help ground you in your faith.
因為呢啲喺課外嘅喺信仰上嚟到追求長進，係可以幫助佢哋喺信仰上面扎根。
So going through life, we will go through different stages where we deal with this issue.
在我们的人生当中，我们是有不同的阶段，我们都是要面对不同的问题。
In college, your professors will challenge your faith.
在大学里面，对你的教授就会对你的信仰 提出挑战。
In the workplace, people may challenge you about science and religion.
在职场上面，你的同事也都会挑战你的是关于你的信仰和是科学等等。
So,Today we have people who may challenge you about morality.
今日人亦都係會挑戰喺道德嘅議題上嚟到向你挑戰。
It's a changing world.
世界係不斷嘅改進改變。
How can you establish your identity with Christ?
但係你如何喺基督裏邊嚟到建立你自己嘅身份
咧？The Apostle Paul in the New Testament had.Over 160 times used the word in Christ or in the Lord.
保罗在新约的书信里面是超过160次提到在主里面或者在基督里。
So as a Christian, we are to be a disciple of Christ.
我们基督徒，我们必须是作主的门徒。
What does that mean? Is there a differentiation?
有没有分别呢？
The Bible calls Christian saints.
聖經稱基督徒為聖徒。
They also call them disciples.
亦都稱為門徒。
I placed my faith in Christ in my last year in high school.
我喺中學最後一年嘅時候，我就將我嘅信仰係交喺主耶穌嘅手上。
But I never understood about discipleship.
但係當時我並不明白什麼叫做門徒。
Perhaps some people tried to guide me, but I just went to do my own way.
可能有人都是试图来带领我，但是我就我行我素。
Many people in church actually today would say, I just want to be a believer. It's too hard to be a disciple.
教会今天很多人可能认为，我可以做一个信徒，但是做门徒，太难了。
To be a Christian does not stop when you say, I confess or convert to Christ. It's a lifelong process of following Jesus.
做基督徒，是不是只是口里面承认是信耶稣就足够呢？因为我们要在生命里面不断的长进。
Jesus said, come follow me.
耶稣说，来跟从我。
Take up your cross daily and follow me.
天天背起你的十字架来跟从我。
Deny yourself.
舍己。
See, oftentimes we look at discipleship as, yes, I follow Jesus.
有时候我们看门徒训练，我们说是跟随耶稣。
But it's like a walk in the park.
但是好像在公园那里漫步。
The sunlight is just right. The breeze is nice.
风和日丽。
Yeah. I'll walk with Jesus.
同耶稣同行。
It's a great thing.
相当好。
But actually, oftentimes, it's a different way.
但是很多时候是另一回事。
Following Jesus takes efforts.
跟随耶稣是要付代价。
There's the ups and the downs of life.
生命有起有伏。
And this is what Christ calls us to do.
这个就是耶稣呼召我们要做的。
The challenge to deny oneself.
我们要舍己而带来的挑战。
And even it says that you, if you love me, you would leave your father and your mother.
耶稣甚至说，如果你要跟从我，你要撇下你的父母。
Now, some other time we'll talk more about that. It doesn't mean a literal thing, but it does cause us to count the cost of following him.
我们会更详细讲这个议题，但是这个并不是字面上真是撇弃父母，但是我们会再深入一些来研究。
There are times that we have to leave the family.
但是有时候我们必须离开我们的家庭。
We talk about those who went to be missionaries. Even for you to go to Taiwan for short term, it's not easy.
我们有时候特别是一些宣教的需要离开他们的家庭当然是刚才都看到例子，就是我们有个短宣去台湾，也都是需要离开家庭一段时间。
The key thing of being a disciple is to be transformed in our lives.
我们作门徒一个的关键就是我们必须是改变我们的生命。
Romans 12 reminded us of this.
罗马书第十二章也都是提醒我们。
That we are not to conform into this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
只要心意更新而变化，是不可以效法这个世界。
Has Jesus changed the way you think?
耶稣究竟有没有改变你的想法？
So it's not just academic, rational, intellectual thinking.
不单只是学术上或者头脑上的知识。
But you're able to discern right from wrong, good, better, and excellent.
但是你必须要能够辨别正误、正邪，还有是好的和不好的。
So this leads us to the next thing is to do the right thing. What is our desire?
我们心里面究竟渴望什么？我们必须要做正确的。
I enjoy playing with my grandchildren.
我和我的孙子经常是很享受，因为跟他们玩。
When they're little, we play with little, especially the two boys here, with little figurines, transformers.
咁我哋就玩同特别两个嘅孙仔就系玩一啲叫做改变者。
And then they play Bakugan. Are you familiar with Bakugan?
咁就玩啲咁嘅嘢。
Yeah, my grandson even is the president founder of Bakugan Club in Richard Montgomery High School.
甚至咧，佢係呢啲方面嘅遊戲嘅高手。
Beyblades. Yeah, he's doing Beyblades. See, but now they changed. Then there was Pokemon cards.
咁又有啲日本遊戲啦。Okay.
So you know what I'm talking about. But now today, you know, Fortnite is the game.
咁而家咧又有啲新嘅遊戲咧，就叫做兩個禮拜。
Okay, how many of you play Fortnite?
有邊個玩呢樣嘅？
You guys are pretty good. You don't play. Okay. But that's the whole thing. Your desires change as you grow up.
你隨著你成長，你所渴求嘅都會改變。
Those who enter the workforce.
我們進入職場嘅呢?
Are you looking at, I need the career development.
我需要在我的事業上來發展。
My desire is to own a house, so I need to own a
house.
I want to marry the right person.
有房子，有妻子。
I want to have enough to pass on to my children.
还有储藏足够的给我儿子。
So those desires are not bad.
这些所想所求都不是坏事的。
But how does that work with God's desire for you.
但是这些跟神对你的期望又如何相辅相成呢?
At what point when you sense that God is saying, you know, forsake those, come follow me.
如果神主对你说,你要撇下这些来跟随我。
It doesn't mean you have to go to seminary.
不一定说你要去读。 去神學院,
not necessarily that you go to another country.
不一定你要離鄉別井,
but it's a matter of changing your desire to fit in with God intends for you.
但是你只要改變你自己所想所渴望的,來到跟神所對你所的期望來到去配合。
And God's going to start working in your character in terms of relationships.
神就在你的人際關係上來到發展。
Whether it's learning to submit to authority.
這個也是包括你對上面權力的順服。
Whether it's at home or at the workplace.
不論在家庭或者在職場。
Whether it's politically in our country today.
或者是在我们国家的政治上。
And in relationship, a lot has to do with forgiveness.
而在人与人关系当中,很重要的一环就是饶恕。
And on September 8th, for the English ministry, there will be a special speaker.
9月8日, 我们英文事工的聚会里面,是有一位特别的讲员。
From 4 to 6 p.m., we invite all of us to come.
4点至6点, 我们邀请大家都来。
他是个竹星来的。
He's an ABC.
Okay. And he said, hey, I have been, my parents were divorced, and my mother was abusive to me.
他說我父母離婚,而我媽媽也是虐待我。
My father remarried and my stepmother abused me.
而我父親再婚,我後母也虐待我。
I went to a church and even served in the church and the church did not treat me nice.
我參加教會,甚至在教會侍奉,但是教會也是虧待我。
I went to another church, same thing happened.
我去另一間教會,亦都是如是。
So I've been hurt.
所以我受到很大傷害。
And then there's work, there's all kinds of things in life that he has to deal with broken relationships.
所以關係破裂,在他生命當中,他必須來到面對。
But there comes a time when Christ came into his life.
但是,當那一刻,主耶穌進入他的生命。
And he went back to the church and asked the elders for forgiveness.
他回到那間教會, 請求那裡的長老, 係饒恕佢。
Today he's an English minister in another church.
今日佢係另一間教會嘅英文傳道。
So have you been hurt, betrayed by someone?
你有曾經俾人係傷害過嗎？
Christ can help you deal with this.
基督可以幫助你嚟到面對。
And so it redirects our purpose in life.
咁因而我哋嘅生我哋人生嘅目的可以轉向。
It's something bigger than myself.
係比我個人更大嘅。
See, that's what drives us in life. There's something larger out there that I can pursue.
这个就是可以令我们生命改变方向的，因为在我们之外原来有一个比我们更伟大的 是推使我们来到改变。
What better purpose than that, that's what God wants for you.
所以必须要最注重的就是 究竟神想你怎样。
So we are to be transformed by Christ.
所以我们必须被我们必须改变，是从耶稣而来的改变。
In four areas of our life are transformed in our minds.
我们心意更新而变化，有四方面。
He changed our minds, our desires, and our relationship, and giving us new purpose.
所以他就改变我们的生命的思维，我们的方向，还有他给我们新的目的。
So,As I become a follower of Christ, I'm called to lead others to be a follower of Jesus.
当我成为主的门徒的时候，神也呼召我使人来做他的门徒。
Now, I'll be very quick in going through these next four points.
以下四点我会很快地讲。
If you want to be a disciple, it has to be intentional.
如果你是要做一个门徒，必须是刻意咁样做。
So what does that mean?
咩意思呢？
That means you make a commitment.
即系话你系有一个嘅承诺。
In discipleship, you're not looking for volunteers. You're looking for someone who choose you.
所以作系呢个门徒训练，唔系话一啲嘅做一啲义工咁随随便便，而系你系。是蒙揀選的。
Jesus said, I chose you.
耶穌說我揀選你。
You know what it means to be chosen?
蒙揀選是什麼意思呢？
Yeah, I love old Chinese Kung Fu movie.
我喜歡看這些古裝的武功片。
幾時都是一個人去求師傅，你收不收過啊？
All the time one would visit a master and ask him to be his master.
就拜你做师傅啦。
And then honor you as my master.
See, that's the type of relationship.
呢个就系呢种嘅关系。
Okay, that there is a commitment. I'm here to learn from you.
系有一种嘅委身承诺，我要从你身上学习。
So it is an agreement that you come into to say we will help this.relationship，
所以彼此就有呢个嘅同意书，就系话我哋要咁样呢种嘅关系，我要学习。
Teacher student type of relationship
就系师生嘅关系。
But it is not a formal relationship in a sense. There's no contract to sign.
但系呢种师徒关系咧，就唔系一种官方嘅关系，即系话有个签署仪式。
But it's relational.
但系呢个系。真係有關係，建立關係。
That means I can be transparent with you， 好透明噶。
即係話我係全然敞開，係透明嘅。
Okay， so there's a trust relationship that is built in discipleship。
所以俾呢個師徒關係之間就係一個互相信任嘅關係。
Hey， you told me something.But I'm not going to tell your parents about it.
你講啲秘密俾我聽，我唔話俾你父母聽。
So you have an issue with addiction. I'm not going to tell somebody else.
你原來有毒癮，我又唔會周圍去講。
So this is a relationship built on trust.
所以呢個係一種互相信任嘅關係。
And then there is the matter of directional.
咁另外一點咧就係有定向嘅。
Where are we going with this discipleship thing?
咁呢個門徒訓練究竟何去何從
？Of course, the primary thing is our following Jesus.
當然最主要嘅就係我哋一齊嚟到跟從基督。
Every time we come together, you talk about Jesus.
每次我哋見面都係講及耶穌。
But you will deal with questions as a Christian.In this situation, what should I do?
但係都會面對一啲問題，就係話我作為一個基督徒喺咁嘅情況下，究竟點辦咧
？So you work that out together. It's a process.
呢個係一個過程，係一同嘅喺度合作去解決。
And we talk a while ago about transformational.
咁另外一方嗰個咧就係受改造嘅。
What new habits are you going to form?
你会系养成啲乜嘢嘅习惯
？What bad habits are you going to give up?
系你要摆脱一啲乜嘢嘅坏习惯
？So that when you go home, your husband, your wife, or your parents can say, "Oh, there's a change. What's going on?"
咁样带嚟嘅就系你翻到屋企，你嘅配偶，你嘅父母会话：哦，前后判若两人。
Maybe going to church make a difference.
可能就係因為去教會嘅緣故，所以佢全然改變。
Maybe this Jesus that you're worshiping is real.
可能你所敬拜嗰個耶穌係真嘅。
So discipleship requires that.
所以門徒訓練係需要呢一點。
And we do discipleship is seasonal. There's a time period.
而門徒訓練咧，亦都係有季節性嘅，即係話係有一段嘅時間嘅。
It's not a lifelong time frame, but it is a lifelong relationship. The impact lasts a long time.
可能呢個經常見面呢種嘅關係唔係一生一世嘅，但係嗰個影響係一生一世。
I think some of you experienced this in your own life.
相信你當中有人都係經歷過呢一種。
Perhaps it was through college that you came to have a deep relationship with Christ, and you remember that person.
亦都可能係你大學嘅時期有一個人係栽培你係喺信仰上長進，你到今日仲係記得。
I do a lot of discipleship as a pastor.
我做牧師。就係做好多嘅門徒訓練
，but it's not about a classroom discipleship。
但係唔係一個喺課室上裏邊舉行嘅一個門徒訓練。
I pick a number of people。
我係揀選
，and I call
某一個數目嘅人。
I call them the under shepherds。
咁我就
即係話你係牧者，即係牧者學徒咁上下啦。Yeah. So。I spend time with them usually 6 weeks.
我通常花六個禮拜時間。
And we deal with 6 topics.
我就係一齊嚟學習係六個課題。
So the first thing we teach is how do you learn to worship God?
第一就係點樣敬拜神。
Not just on Sunday morning, but in your own life at home.
唔止主日崇拜，而係你喺屋企每日。點樣敬拜神
？How do you spend time with God？
點樣同神一齊共度時光
？And then those two relationship with God is important. One is learning to read the Word of God.
咁同神之間嘅關係有兩方面係非常重要嘅。其中一樣就係點樣讀神嘅話語。
You can't follow what God commands if you don't read the Bible. That's where it says.
神吩咐你嘅，你唔知道點做，除非你讀佢嘅話語。
And you learn how to pray.
另一個點就係你必須要學習禱告。
So what fits into God's purpose in my life?
佢點樣嚟到迎合神喺我生命當中嘅心意？
Talking to a young fellow, 26-year-old young professional, just this Thursday.
啱呢個禮拜四係同一位26歲嘅教授係談話。
青少年。Okay, so he was always talking about praying for God's will in his life.
他經常提到是為到神在他生命裏面的心意來到祈禱。
Now I've seen him grow up. He, 26 years I've known him.
我看著他大的26年我一直看著他。
But I said, you'll never know until you actually do something.
但是我說直至你親手去做親自去做你沒辦法全然的明白。
He said, I just pray, but I don't know what God wants me to do.
他說我只是祈禱但我不知道他想我怎樣。
Take a leap of faith.
是必須踏上信心的一步。
Because that's part of our life development. When we pray, when God answers your prayer or through that process, it calls for us to take a step of faith.
所以我們一邊的禱告一邊 是身體力行以致我們可以真的踏上這個信心的一步是經歷神。
And the other thing is to learn how to serve.
此外呢就是學習怎樣來到侍奉。
When you serve in the church,
當你在教會侍奉的時候
or outside, or 在出面。
或者在教會外來到侍奉。
So this young man, he was pretty bold.
這個青年人他非常勇敢。
He went out to DuPont Circle. He says, I felt God calls me to feed the homeless, so I went out and pack sandwiches and give to them.
咁佢就去到華盛頓嘅商業區，佢話神係帶領我係餵養呢啲嘅窮人，所以佢就喺嗰度分發食物。
DuPont Circle is not the safest place.
咁呢個華盛頓嘅市區咧，唔係治安唔係幾好。
So one time I talked to this guy and gave him a sandwich and told him Jesus loves you.
咁有一次我就將個三文治係俾過呢個嘅人，佢就仲同時話俾佢聽係耶穌愛你，呢個係無家可歸嘅人。
So after a month or so, I met the same guy in the same place.
一個月之後，我又喺同地點啊遇到同一個人。
And he told me I'm going to church.
佢話俾我聽，佢而家翻教會。
So he was happy. There is some results.
咁佢非常之歡喜，因為係有果效。
Because when we learn to serve, we know that other people are important.
因為我哋學習去到侍奉嘅時候，我哋知道其他嘅人每一個人都係重要嘅。
And then there's fellowship, relating to other people.
最後亦都係有團契，係同人有所交通。
So that this is important. That's why the church is more than Sunday gathering.
所以教會唔單止係主日聚會咁簡單。
This social interaction is critical.
呢個喺社交上嘅團嘅交通都係非常之重要嘅。
And then we learn how to give.
另外我哋係學習點樣嚟到奉獻。
So giving back to God what He deserves.
是將神配得的還返俾佢。
So that's why we do Sunday offering.
所以我哋有主日收奉獻。
So the question now that we have to ask ourselves are some of this. Am I a disciple or a believer?
所以而家我哋要問嘅問題，問自己嘅問題就係。